So next, school resumed this week at Troy's ALP school, 12, after a holiday break. Much needed holiday break, I'm sure. WOOC youth correspondent and school 12 student Omarion Skipwith.
Omarion Skipwith, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I'm just jumping in there because I know Omarion. And he's great, but thank you. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Well, apparently he asked his fellow students about their vision for the unfolding of 2018, and we have a bit of that we're going to play for you guys. So, Steve, there's been this crazy cool effort that the Sanctuary and WOC have been pushing for to get new radio stations.
1, 2, 3.
Hi, Uncle Marion, and we are live here at School 12 ALP, and I'm sitting here with three fellow members, and I'm going to be asking them some questions. So, today, sir, what is your name?
Julio Ramirez.
How old are you?
17.
What grade are you in?
11th.
How will you make the world brighter in 2018?
Keep violence away.
Do you believe in New Year's Revolution?
I don't think so.
What do you hope for in 2018?
To go to college.
What's your name, young lady?
My G's.
How old are you?
14.
What grade are you in?
8th.
How will you make the world brighter in 2018?
Positive vibes.
Do you believe in New Year's resolution?
No, but if I put my mind to it, then yeah.
What do you hope for in 2018?
Some new friends.
Congratulations, you got some good standards to live up to in 2018. Hi, I am sitting here with Kaylee G's also. She was a little afraid to say her name, so I'm going to just say it for her. And she is 14, she is in the 8th grade. How will you make the world brighter in 2018? She says she will make it brighter in 2018 by doing what's right and not what's wrong. What do you hope for in 2018?
Better grades.
Good job.
Omarion, what do you hope for in 2018?
Some new good friends.
How would you like to make the world a better place in 2018? How are you going to do that?
Keep the drug dealers off the streets.
The end.
That was Omarion Skipwith, who is talking with some friends at Troy's ALP School 12 about their plans for 2018. But now in the studio, you have Trayvon Valtrin. Am I saying your last name right, Trayvon? Welcome, Trey. Happy 2018.
Happy 2018.
How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here today.
Trey is the youngest intern that the Sanctuary for Independent Media has ever had. He's got a curiosity for exploring the neighborhood, and recently you decided to create your own newsletter, and you've been writing and printing this newsletter right here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. So what is the newspaper? What is it called?
The newspaper is called TV News. TV stands for Trayvon Valtrin. That's my, well, TV is my initials. And I decided that the Sanctuary needs a newspaper, not only the radio.
Wow, that's so incredible. Could you describe the content and what type of things are included in the newsletter?
Well, you have your weather in there. You have, like, the main things that are going around in the capital region. You have how Apple apologized for secretly slowing older iPhones. And then, and the new edition, there's going to be activities that, like, are happening in the Capital District that people can go to that don't cost much, like, that are free and for the community.
In some ways, it sounds like some of the articles are exposés, for example. Even though most of your newsletter is community-focused, locally-focused, you included that thing about Apple, an expose about how there's this kind of built-in obsolescence to those phones. So have you always been interested in the news? Have you always had a curiosity? Do you tune into the news as a youth in the Capital District?
Well, I used to like tune in every day in the morning before I went to school. But then I had like a crazy thought that maybe I should make a newspaper. So then I made that dream into reality.
Wow, that's really, really cool, Trey. So who is the newspaper for? What kind of people are you expecting or hoping even to read your TV news newsletter?
Anybody in the community who wants to know what's happening in their community.
Yeah. What's my question? How often is it, like a weekly or like a monthly?
It's a weekly.
Wow. And how long have you been doing it?
This was my second. My third one's coming out on Monday.
Do you think you'll recruit people to help you? Do you think you'll recruit other youth in the 5th Ave, 6th Ave, North Central Troy neighborhood to contribute their own news articles and actually to get a team of people to go out and get some scoops to actually find some news? Do you envision that?
If anybody's interested, I sure do need some help, but...
How would they get in contact with you or learn how to, one, read the newspaper or to be involved with producing the newspaper?
They can stop by right here at the Sanctuary on weekdays.
Now, you've been a youth intern with Uptown Summer, so this summer you were out in the Hudson River doing antibiotic resistance water testing. You were on the Solar Sal, the solar boat, exploring energy alternatives on the Hudson. And then right here with WOOC as an intern, you were interviewing Corey Alreday White, an attorney with the environmental activist group Our Children's Trust. So will future editions of TV news include climate and environment updates for the North Central Troy neighborhood?
Well, that is what I'm hoping to include in the newspaper. I would have to do some more research locally, and I might talk about like all the pollution that's going around and like how people just litter and just throw trash and think it's nothing.
Yeah, that definitely is. The environment is a huge issue with so many layers. How do you distribute the newsletter? Is it something you get virtually online, or can you pick it up somewhere?
Is your question like, how do I get the information, or
no? How do other people get it? The newsletter.
They can just come by, stop by at the Sanctuary, and get the newsletter.
Yeah, different members of the Sanctuary community have been putting it on tables, community tables here. So, do you have any community news, Trey, or are we waiting till next week for that?
Well, I have one event that is coming up in the Capital District.
What's that?
Ice skating at Knickerbocker Arena right here in Lansingburg.
Yeah, people can
solar power
go there.
Uh-huh. Solar power on the roof there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can go there, skate. It's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing for your family to do.
Yeah, winter hikes on the rail trail.
Are you a good ice skater, Trey?
Not that much, but... That can improve.
Well, we want to congratulate you on developing this idea for TV news, and we're looking forward to you as you develop your journalism skills, your writing skills, your environmental advocacy, and the work that you'll do to really bolster the meaning of the Sanctuary for Independent Media in North Central Troy. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, too. And I'm trying to make my newspaper also available online. So that should be up and running in like the next month or two.
Awesome. We'll definitely be looking for that. Thanks, Trey.